Mayor Miller and myself, Sarah Lehman. We're going to take up House Bill 12, which is horses and skates. Darwin, are you going to testify?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Darwin Peterson. I'm an aide to Representative Gary Davis. House Bill 12 is a bill that was introduced by Representative Davis to provide some protection and an increased degree of immunity from civil liability lawsuits for operators of commercial recreational activities and for municipalities that engage in skating and cycling parks. There's two main sections of the bill. The first one refers to civil liability for commercial recreational activities. It sets up provisions for responsibilities of the participants as well as responsibilities of the operators. And as long as all these conditions are met, then if an accident occurs due to the inherent risk of the activity, then a jury would have to decide to what degree each party is contributory negligent. The second section refers to municipalities, and it provides an increased amount of protection for municipalities if they decide to open a skateboard park or a cycling park. There are a number of organizations that support this legislation. The Alaska Municipal League does, due to the fact that there are a lot of communities in Alaska that would like to open up skateboard parks and cycling parks, but are reluctant to do so, mainly because of the fact that they are worried about the liability that would come with such an activity. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll open myself up to any questions.
I said earlier horses, but I guess it originally was an equine activity, and then is it broadened now to commercial recreational activities? I assume that includes the equine activities. Is that
yes,
correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. The original version of the bill simply covered equine activities, but the version that we have in front of us covers all outdoor commercial recreational activities as well as municipalities that engage in similar activities.
Back to a more expanded version than we were looking at? Or?
We didn't. Looks like Senate Transportation. Who changed it?
The House passed out the version that included commercial recreational activities and municipalities. It was amended on the House floor to include municipalities.
What changed in Senate Transportation?
In Senate Transportation, there were one amendment on page 1, line 5. Senate Transportation deleted persons who operate and inserted operators of, where you see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's pretty technical.
Yeah, basically the reason behind that amendment was to provide conformity throughout the whole legislation, so that way municipalities could also be covered for other activities other than just skateboard parks and cycling parks. If a municipality, for example, wanted to open a rock climbing park, then they would be covered due to the changes that this amendment made.
Okay. Any other questions of Darwin? Thanks. Kevin, did you want to testify, or are you just here watching the legislative process in the last day and a half?
Kevin Ritchie, Alaska Municipal League. Make it really quick. This has been a priority of the Municipal League and the Conference of Mayors for a number of years. It has to do with kids, encouraging both municipalities as well as commercial recreation operators to get into offering more recreational opportunities for kids, and we like it. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, this appears to be a good bill. What seems to be the problem?
The sponsor staff me.
We're dealing with it just as soon as we can. We just got it.
I'd be happy to give. I'm sure the judiciary chairman will schedule it as soon as
possible. Okay. I don't really need to know this.
Anybody else want to testify on this bill? Is there anybody opposed to this legislation? The record will show that of all the people testified, there is unanimous support for the legislation. Is there committee discussion? Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, I would move Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 12, Transportation, out of committee with a unanimous due pass recommendation.
And without objection, the motion carries. And that concludes our work, and as far as I know, it probably is our last meeting of the session. We're adjourned.
All favors.
Chairman.